In an election cycle that's had its share of ups and downs, the top issue has remained steady. Joe Scholz reports on how the economy has stayed front of mind for voters and how that's playing out in this year's campaigns.
On a recent Wednesday, shoppers pushed grocery carts through the parking lot of an Oshkosh Pick and Save. Others opened their trunks and began to load their groceries. One of those shoppers is Lynn Reichenberger, a retiree on a fixed income. She doesn't think the economy is particularly good or bad, but somewhere in between. She says inflation has been a challenge, but she still tries to support local businesses.
Me and my husband try to go at least once a week, but even those prices are getting horrible.
Other shoppers that day say they're feeling the compounding effect of price increases in recent years.
I got 3 bags of groceries over $100. That's crazy.
Things are expensive, but it seems like some things are starting to come down in price.
I'm working overtime to try and compensate the increase in prices.
If you see the prices and everywhere, it's going up.
That was Don Wyman, Lisa Zemlock, Natalie Myrick, and Anton Wee, all from Oshkosh. While they held different views on politics, they shared a common sentiment when it comes to one of this year's biggest campaign issues. A Marquette University Law School poll released last week showed that the economy remained the top issue for Wisconsin voters. 37% of voters called the economy their most important issue this election. No other issue was even close. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris both say they want to bring costs down for consumers, but they've offered starkly different visions.
Together, we will deliver low taxes, low regulations, low energy costs, low interest rates, and low inflation.
We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete.
Harris has proposed cracking down on price gouging in the grocery industry. She also proposed expanding tax credits to small businesses, parents, and first-time homebuyers. Trump has proposed a 60% tariff on imports from China and up to 20% on all other imports. He also wants to extend and deepen the 2017 tax cuts on higher earners and corporations. Trump's plan has drawn criticism from economists who say his tariffs would lead to higher prices for consumers. Menzie Chin is a macroeconomist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Trump's tariffs can have a big impact on the economy in a negative fashion by spurring uncertainty to higher levels or increasing inflationary pressures.
Kurt Bauer is president of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. It's the state's largest business group. Bauer says he's not in favor of Trump's tariffs, but he prefers the former president's policies when it comes to taxes and deregulation.
Trump wants to take the corporate rate from 21% to 20%, 15% for manufacturers, and Harris wants to take it to 28%, which would be above the global average. So we would argue that that would be an uncompetitive rate.
Meanwhile, organized labor groups have largely endorsed Harris, who they say would better support unions. Laura Dresser is with the High Road Strategy Center. It's a worker-focused economic think tank at UW-Madison. She says Harris's plan seems focused on building the middle class.
Those do feel like kind of a deep middle focus, kind of a making opportunity more real for more people, rather than an elite kind of tax breaks at the top or trickle-down approach.
The economy has shown positive signs recently. The inflation rate hit its lowest level since 2021. Unemployment in Wisconsin remains near record lows. But 63% of Wisconsin voters still had a negative view of the economy in Marquette's latest poll, which is why the issue has remained front and center in this election. Joe Scholz, Wisconsin Public Radio.